This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Turkey's prime minister says intensifying military action along the Iraqi border is unavoidable, and Turkish air power struck at separatist PKK rebels today on the Turkish side. For weeks now, Turkey has been threatening to attack PKK forces hiding in the Iraqi mountains. NPR's Ivan Watson has been covering the Turkish military buildup along the border, and today he got a look at the scene on the Iraqi side.
The village of Kashane lies in a deep mountain gorge between the last Iraqi Kurdish security checkpoint and the border with Turkey. This week it was mostly deserted. Most of the locals fled after days and nights of Turkish artillery strikes in the hills nearby. The once popular picnic grounds and orchards by a fast-rushing river were eerily abandoned. It was here that a handful of Kurdish PKK rebels, dressed in olive-green combat fatigues, gathered wood yesterday by the river. When a visitor approached, two armed fighters appeared in a pickup truck loaded with firewood. These PKK rebels wouldn't give their names, but their accents identified them as Kurds from Turkey. They said they're fighting for the cultural and political rights of Turkey's long-oppressed Kurdish minority. We're not afraid of Turkish soldiers and tanks, one fighter said. He pointed at the steep mountains that cast a shadow over the valley and added, "Those are our tanks." Iraqi Kurds have mixed feelings about the PKK. An apple farmer named Hussein Kashane complained that once the rebels forced locals out of the valley and then stole their crops and produce. But he added that he is much more afraid of nearby Turkey.
But to be quite honest with you, Turkey hates all the Kurdish people, whether they are PKK or not PKK. They all hate Kurds.
Top officials in the Kurdistan regional government here accuse the Turks of using the PKK as a pretext to attack the Iraqi Kurds. The Turks fear the emergence of an independent Kurdistan in northern Iraq could inspire Turkey's own Kurdish minority.
PKK is not the target. The target is Kurdistan regional government.
Fuad Hussein is the chief of staff for Iraqi Kurdish leader Massoud Barzani. In the 90s, Barzani's men fought side by side with the Turks in northern Iraq against the PKK. But today Barzani has become a hate figure in Turkey. Ankara refuses to officially recognize his administration.
They don't recognize us. They don't want to talk with us. But they are asking us to fight for them. How is it possible?
Fuad Hussein says Barzani will not give in to Turkish demands to extradite PKK leaders.
They want to push us to fight another Kurdish group, so there will be an internal fighting between the Kurds, and that means actually the experience in Kurdistan will disappear and will be destroyed. By the Kurds, through the Kurds, and killing the Kurds.
The Iraqi Kurds deny Turkish claims that they're providing logistical, material, and moral support to the PKK. They also argue it's futile to try to dislodge the PKK's battle-hardened guerrillas from their mountain hideouts. They say hundreds, if not thousands, of Iraqi Kurds died trying to do that during the 1990s. Kurdistan Regional Assembly Speaker Adnan Al-Mufti says the only solution is dialogue between the Turks and the PKK.
We ask PKK to not only announce ceasefire, to announce this fire without condition, and to follow it forever.
While claiming he has no control over the PKK in northern Iraq, Kurdish leader Massoud Barzani has at the same time warned that if the Turks launch a cross-border invasion, his men would fight back, adding ominously that the conflict could have ripple effects among Turkey's own Kurdish minority. On Monday, truckloads of helmeted Iraqi Kurdish fighters rolled through the border town of Zaho within sight of Turkey. One Iraqi Kurdish official said this was aimed at raising the Kurdish security presence along the border. Iraqi Kurds living within earshot of the frequent Turkish cross-border artillery barrages have adopted a fatalistic approach to the crisis. Tea shop owner Abdullah Muhammad Ali says his house was destroyed twice in the 1990s during Turkish incursions against the PKK. He says he's not afraid of another Turkish invasion.
They have tanks and planes, and we have God who can protect us. We have been living here for 50 years. We're not going to hand it over so easily.
With neither side willing to compromise, Turkish and Kurdish nationalism appear to be on a collision course here in the mountains of northern Iraq. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kashane, Iraqi Kurdistan.